AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House's top Republican is pressing President Biden to negotiate on lifting the nation's borrowing authority.
In a letter, Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president is now on the clock. It's time to set a meeting to avoid a crisis. So far, number two Senate Republican John Thune says the president's been unwilling.
Frankly, I think it's ridiculous.
The White House responds to McCarthy.
We've seen the letter, but where's the budget?
Spokeswoman Olivia Dalton repeating what the president's long said. McCarthy and the GOP should publicly present their own budget ideas. Here at the White House, officials insist the president will not entertain proposed program cuts simply in exchange for lifting the debt limit. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Nashville police saying more about the school shooter who killed three children and three adults at a Christian school yesterday, identified as 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a one-time student at the school. Chief John Drake.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder.
Sound from WSMV. A federal judge has ruled former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury in the federal probe of former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
The ruling comes as Pence has been inching closer to announcing a run for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Pence has spoken extensively about Trump's pressure campaign, urging him to reject President Biden's victory in the days leading up to January 6th. Pence, as vice president, had a ceremonial role overseeing the counting of the Electoral College vote, but he did not have the power to impact the results. Mike Hemp in Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that could penalize oil companies from profiting too much. It comes as a response to last summer's record-high gas prices. And a powerful weather system from the Gulf of Alaska has pushed into Northern California, bringing more wind, rain, and snow. This is AP News. Protests and strikes over unpopular pension reforms are still gripping France, with many thousands marching, the Eiffel Tower closed, and police ramping up security. Charles Deledesma has more.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And back in this country, consumer confidence has inched higher this month after two straight declines. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.